today we come and we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now you got to get this. This is the most important event ever. Because if Jesus just died and he was dead, we have no Christianity. If Jesus was still in that tomb, if they found his bones, Christianity's over. Everything depends on the resurrected Jesus. So as Jesus now is fully alive, so must we be. This morning when I went to my scripture passage, remember I was going to tell you every day, I didn't do it because I was afraid to embarrass you. And you know I'm very sensitive. So I don't want to do that anymore. So the Lord says, here I am, I come to do your will. And so often, as I told my group the first day, you have one purpose in life. The only purpose you have in life is what? To do the will of God. Period. Often we try to get God to do our will and bless it. That's not a disciple. That's a pagan who calls themselves a Christian. But we have one purpose, to do God's holy will. And sometimes you think, okay, I'm going to do his will and I'm going to die. That's true. You will. But it doesn't end there. We are resurrection people, said St. Augustine. We, an alleluia is our plea, our cry. We are an alleluia from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. When people look at us, do they see an alleluia person? Or do they see a person that, you know, caught in the valley of tears, I'm always suffering? You know, again, often, I see why nobody wants to become a Catholic, because most of Catholics look constipated instead of redeemed. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And if you and I have been redeemed, we should be more alive than anyone else. Why? Because Jesus lives inside of us. And it isn't a dead Jesus that lives inside of you and me. It's a living Lord Jesus. Again, as I told my people today on this altar, you're not going to receive a dead piece of Jesus Christ. You don't get a piece of his body. Please, that's disgusting. You get the resurrected Lord. Again, when I told my group when I was down in EWTN, when I used to be part of the thing, I was with one of the younger priests, and he came up to me and said, Father, my mother's mad at me. And I said, join the crowd. What's your mother mad at you for? Because, he said, because every time I say Mass, I don't smile. And so he said, I looked at her and I said, Mother, did Mary smile at the crucifixion? And I said, nope. But she sure smiled at the resurrection. And this is a participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Do you ever sit there and think about how could Jesus say at the Last Supper, this is my body? He had not yet died, correct? Because God's in an eternal now. Everything is now before God. God is creating the world. God's creating the world. And the world's ending now. Jesus is born now. Jesus on the cross now. Jesus at the Last Supper now. Jesus at the resurrection now. Jesus in heaven now. We live through time. But every time we go to Mass, eternity folds into time, and time folds into eternity. So we're at the Last Supper now. We're at the crucifixion now. We're at the resurrection now. And so we just don't focus on one thing. We focus, we suffer with Jesus, consecration. But then we rise with Jesus. So again, if someone was to come to you, would they sit there and say, you're more alive than everybody else? Are you a chronic complainer? Are you a chronic person? Like when I was a kid, we had this woman that lived next to that came to daily Mass. At my grade school, as I grew up, we went to Mass every day, the way it should be in the beginning and always. But anyway, now we don't want to over-eucharitize our children. Shut up. Every day we went to Mass. And if we were late, and I was often late, Sister Mildred would be in the back, and she'd hit us off the back of the head with her ring.
Ooh, ouch.
Anyway, but when we would sit there and go, there would be Mildred over in the corner. And Mildred would take her rosary beads and say them during Mass, of course, because you don't want to pay attention to the most important reality that ever happened on this earth, the Mass. And she would hit her rosary beads upon at the thing so everybody thought she was holy. But we all knew her. If you ever sat there and got a ball in her yard, she was the wicked witch of the West. But daily Mass goer, we who receive Jesus the most should be Jesus the most. There's one question everybody wants to ask you and me every time they meet us, because we say we're a follower of Jesus, and we have Jesus living inside of us, right? I have been crucified with Christ, so the life I live is no longer mine. Jesus lives inside of me. Galatians 2:19 and 20. The one question everybody asks you and me, now when we go home after we've spent all this time in the Holy Land, oh, we're so holy now, They'll ask you one question. They should. They'll ask this spiritually anyway. Sir or ma'am, I would like to see Jesus. And we've got to show him Jesus now. And you'll do that if you believe you're going to live forever. You believe Christ lives inside of you. Tell your faces. Smile. Let people know you're a follower of the risen Lord, not a dead guy who's been dead for 2,000 years. Every time they would meet each other in the early Christianity, they did what we did right at the beginning. Jesus is risen! He is risen indeed. That's how they greeted each other. Not how are you today? I had better days. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you say, good morning, Lord! Or good God, morning. No, it's not prayer. It's prayer. So we got to be these people who live the resurrection every day of our lives. We got to go forth from this holy place and be Jesus to the world. Because so many people will never get to be here. We got to be here. We got to encounter the risen Lord.